All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we are, ready to go for the fifth and final segment of The Bigger Picture. It is what it is. On AM 1100 WCGA, I'm Marshall Wood, your host, and we've been talking about all sorts of things this morning, and we'll continue to, as I call it, ramble on this program in the next as I reflect on the things that we have covered in the previous 33 programs that were largely aimed at men. But I think we all agree that our world is crumbling rapidly before our eyes. And as regards America, my personal and strongest conviction is that we are in the mess we are in because men have not stood up and held to the standard that Don Quixote, knight-errant, man of La Mancha, upheld in that fictional work by Cervantes, man of La Mancha. We have to have valor. We have to have a sense of duty. We have to have a sense of honor. We have to have unshakable courage and faith in all our men, taught to them by their fathers and their grandfathers, if a culture is to survive, because when the culture becomes weak because of men not doing what they're supposed to do, there is a witch spirit that creeps in and has crept in every culture, every major empire from time immemorial, a cycle that great historians have noted, a man looking at something and saying, I want that, I take that, and from that decision of that group of men banded together, a little tiny ember begins to glow, which expands until there is a country that is born, or a culture that is born, or some empire that is born, because those men overcame the challenges of the environment and of nature, established their borders, their language, and their culture, and then they withdrew, like the old lion who eats and messes with the lionesses for a while, and when he's done and he's tired, he goes off in the woods and roars his prowess and then goes to sleep. And then all hell breaks loose on the plain as the hyenas and the jackals and others come in to do battle with the weaker and smaller lionesses, still powerful beasts, but not like old Leo. And so chaos reigns until Leo stands up and goes back in and restores order by his presence and by the viciousness of who he is. But cultures die when those things happen, as in the animal kingdom. And unfortunately, Leo wakes up and restores order, but we come to a point when men, having withdrawn, get to the point where they choose not to get back in, because men over time become like women, which is the entire mission of the Democrat Party, which is led by nothing more than a bunch of feminists. The mission of the Democrat Party, the mission of the party that, as Mark Levin said, hates America. The Democrat Party hates America. And their primary supporters, their foot soldiers, are single, liberal young women who don't want to have children, don't want to have families, and like AOC, the bartender, thinks she has a brain when all that she has in it is a head of straw, like the straw man in The Wizard of Oz. She happens to be a straw woman. But the good women suffer, like those ladies I talked about earlier, working at McDonald's or stocking shelves at Publix, and many of them without a husband in their life, or even a son to take care of them. You know, a lot of reasons for it, but many of them are very tragic and have to do with men not doing what they should do. And we have a culture that is now violent because men have not stood up to stop the violence and say, don't take one step further or you will meet your teeth and your jaw will meet my fist. Well, I speak figuratively there, but there are times in which we must arise and physically defend the culture. Men are not doing it. We should have a long time ago all lined up behind Donald Trump. He was our point man. He was the one who advocated for, made laws, didn't make laws, Congress does that, but enforced those laws as the executor. They were aimed at preserving the Union, preserving faith and family and free enterprise, and therefore also preserving people like my grandmothers, my mother, my blessed and precious wife, my daughters-in-law, and Nurse Gimpy, and Patricia, and the others out there that I know and love so well who are the good women, as in the case of the world's most powerful woman, a woman created to raise boys and to shape them into exceptional men. Oh, yeah, dads do that. I helped. I was part of the process, but I was gone flying airplanes a lot of the time. And the world's most powerful woman, she gets the credit. But it's gals like her that suffer when the culture breaks down because you know what? The Democrat Party, Hillary Clinton, and those like her do not like those godly mothers of boys or those Nurse Gimpies who understand the importance of Donald Trump or those traditional Catholic ladies like Patricia who understand the moral teaching of their church and the traditional faith systems of America must be embraced and followed or the culture will not survive. I've reached the end of Program 1 of The Bigger Picture. It is what it is. I hope you'll join me next week as we consider the issues that we've already talked about to this point again and again until the program is over on the 30th of December. God bless you. So long.